Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
So yesterday's podcast was, I think, on a scale of 1 to 11, very unhinged.
It's pretty wild, yeah.
We even spoke about it in the show this morning.
Yeah, just you being so inappropriate.
Oh my God.
And saying pervy things.
What
do you know what I mean?
What's it?
You're talking about, you know, me bending over a desk.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I said it'd be really weird if somebody came in at this time.
And what? You talked about me bent over a desk.
Stop us.
Shocking behaviour.
Right now.
I am triggered.
Doesn't take much, in fairness. Anyway, this is how it ended up if you didn't hear it on the podcast yesterday.
Niall Horan, nice to meet you. 7:29 on iRadio. I remember talking to Niall Horan once when he was announcing his tour, and I said he missed an opportunity to call it Horan around the world.
What did he say to that?
He just laughed. Oh, God. Speaking of laughter, we kicked off the show this morning at 6 a.m. as we always do. And Una was caught short. She's like, What are you starting so early for? We start at the same time every day. And so this is what happens.
Oh, we are up. We are at it. And it's a bit chilly this morning. But listen, come here. Let's get into it. It's Tuesday morning. It's Una's favorite day of the week.
There's a big giant pause. Then suddenly.
Is it really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, sorry. I tried to stifle that yawn and you had to come in. You had to ask me a question right in the middle of the yawn. So you not only made me out to be unprofessional, you also ruined my yawn.
Okay.
You did.
But then you just kept going and you kept talking.
It's like you caught your finger and you stuck it in my mouth when I was yawning. That's what you did right there.
Wow.
It's one of them days.
You're such a pervert. Excellent. I got it in first. Let's kick it off the common hours. Okay, so that's what kicked off the show this morning. Let's put that to the side. That's nearly like a taster of what happens on our podcast.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be close to the, very close to what happens on the podcast, what we talk about.
But when you listen to the podcast, you'll find out who the real pervert is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just show me the money. I've come to work in pain, bent over a desk, having to look at you, having to listen to you, and keep stum.
I hope nobody just jumps into the podcast at that point. I've been here with you, bent over a desk.
Stop the lights. Oh, you're such a pervert. You are such a pervert.
You can hear it all of that plus more. Yeah, Una was on a roll with that yesterday, and there was great moments where Una had a proper conversation with herself a few times.
Yeah.
Which is like when you get a WhatsApp from Una. It's just kind of like...
I use you as a sounding board.
You do?
Yeah. So I just talk to myself.
Our podcast is called Breakfast Roll. It's on the new Go Loud app. Go check it out. It is so much fun. You think we have fun doing this show 6 till 10 a.m.? The podcast when we go on air afterwards. It's wild, you know. Did you just stick your finger in your mouth again?
No, I was just thinking I was going to do wet willy on you, but I won't.
Go on.
No, that would mean I would have to touch your ears.
Why is your finger so warm? Where did you...
Breakfast rolls.
There she is, clicking a pen. Can't wait to get out of here.
Not at all. I'm just, you know, it's my energy. I've just got so much to do. You know, I'm just thinking, God, I've got to do this story, that story, and got to investigate things groundbreaking stuff. Excellent. And I'm busy mum twins. Yeah. We all know that.
Okay. this is our survey says from this morning.
7:42, message for you.
How are we going to get it anywhere now? Like, why didn't you check it? I told you last night to put it up. Sure, we're going to be poor late now by the time we get leaving now with this. We're going to go there and see, can you borrow our frost shield for tomorrow?
No.
Ricky, borrow your frost shield.
Ricky, I don't have a frost shield.
Surprise, surprise.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
I'm actually not bothered saying it to you anymore. I'll let everyone else just say it to you because I'm just...
Are you not bothered?
No.
Oh, let me check my bothered pocket. Oh, look, it's empty. It's empty.
See, did you check with the same finger that you try and give me a wet willy with? Our survey says this morning, answer this question, please.
Over 60% of Irish people do this.
What's
late
going on
tonight?
With your microphone? Your microphone.
I'm not even touching it.
There you go.
I'll put the wire back in a bit more. Wow, okay. Over 60% of Irish people do this late at night. What is it?
Oh, Una.
What? Everyone was thinking it. You thunk it. Oh, just because you don't.
I'm a morning person.
Yeah, right. You wish.
Is it doom scrolling?
It's Darth Vader. That's it.
What are you saying?
Sorry, your bat mask. And, you know, yourself and your whole, you know, Darth Vader thing that you at least have going on.
Are you making fun of my condition, my medical condition? No, I have a disease.
Don't you start. It's not a disease. You just snore.
No, no, no.
Don't lower the tone.
My doctor said to me,
my doctor,
your tongue is too fat for your head.
I could have told you that and I wouldn't have charged you.
Anyway.
Oh, yuck.
Shout out to all my
lizard tongue friends.
Sleep apnea friend. All right. Anyway, come on. What's the question? It's a doom scrolling.
No, it's not.
What's the question, though? Because Una's like, yeah. Eyeballed it again.
Over 60% of Irish people do this late at night. What is it?
Unplug your partner's CPAP so they die.
Stop it.
No.
But seriously, though, like, can you do anything for the size of your tongue, or are you just stuck like that?
I'm stuck like that.
All right, yeah, okay. Yeah. Hey, listen, nobody's perfect.
I know.
Wow.
Oh, look, did you get a reminder on your phone there with a chance?
Oh, yeah, buy a frost shield.
You're going to have a guess, will you?
I guessed at the start. My guess was the...
All right, okay, all right. Is it read?
No.
Is it watch TV?
No, but they're all good guesses. No, it's
they're
not.
Great guesses.
Over 60% right. of people, though.
Get your guesses in 087 1102107. The question is...
over 60% of Irish people do this late at night. What is it?
All right. Okay, so we're asking a couple of questions this morning, and the main one that we're asking is, what is the answer to this for our survey says?
Over 60% of Irish people do this late at night. What is it?
What are you saying?
Is it maybe plugging out the clocks to save a bit of time?
Just ignoring what time it is, basically.
Yeah.
Plugging out the clocks. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good shout. Not the answer. No.
It doesn't work, though, if you unplug the clocks. It's still the time. Time still goes on.
But what is time, though? Is it linear? Or... I won't.
No, I'm here.
No, it's fine.
I'm here for you.
It's fine. Right.
Why don't you come up with some words of wisdom for the time there, will you?
Come up with words of wisdom?
Yeah, for your time. Yeah. Come on.
Time is money.
We better not play that gong too many times. You'll think it's dinner time.
Yeah.
All right. It's not that, is it?
It's not that, no.
Okay, next one.
Morning, lads. Just under 60%.
Yeah.
Is it thinking about going to work the following day? And yeah, you got it. Punching your co-worker in the face.
Somebody please get Larry a t-shirt. Yeah. I punch my co-workers in the face and it's fine. Is that
it's
it?
Not that, no, Larry. Okay. I like you thinking, though.
Morning, guys. Soap here in Galway. By any chance, is it getting up out of bed to have a quick bite to eat or a drink of milk or something like that?
Oh, God. Oh. Drink of milk.
Drink of milk.
Yeah. Milk.
Last thing at night. I used to love it though as a kid. My mum used to make me like a warm milk.
Milk and cookies.
Oh my God, I've just had a flashback. Oh wow. Winter morning, going to school, and my mum will have hot milk over cornflakes ready for me. Oh, that's lovely. No.
Now I know why you are the way you are.
Why? Hot milk and cornflakes?
No, hot milk. Disgusting. Oh, I know. Disgusting. Vile. I can't understand. Even when my 4-year-old twins, drink pints of milk, it turns my stomach.
Hey, if you want to grow up and be Neymar, you got to have pints of milk.
This is true. Yeah.
All right. Is that the answer?
No, okay. It's not.
My guess is drinking cups of tea.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll be up all night.
No, if you have a red bush, like a herbal tea or something like that at night time.
Yeah. I meant to wee wee.
It's the name of your book that's coming out at Christmas, isn't it? I meant to wee.
No, I mean, if you drink too much tea late at night, you are going to be up.
Are you?
Of course you are.
Okay.
Doing pee-pees, obviously.
Never happened, but okay.
Never happened to you?
No.
Okay.
I'll hold it in all night.
All right. Try being pregnant, then you'll know what I mean.
Maybe I will. I'm a modern man. I'll give it a go.
It's not drinking tea. No.
Isn't it?
No.
Oh,
no.
What was the question again?
So, 60% of Irish people do this late at night. The answer is 60% of people wake themselves up from laughing or talking to themselves.
60%?
62%, in fact. Yeah.
I've never woken myself up laughing. I have woken myself up. And be honest, all right, with a fart.
Are you serious?
You've done it, Una.
I've woken myself up with a snore on public transport with drool all over my cheek, which has been embarrassing. But no, not...
Never with a fart.
Never with a fart.
So you'd be like, it's sad, then you hear... And you just like wake up, then you start laughing.
Yeah.
You know, that's funny.
I've woken up myself up when I was laughing, but then I woken up and I've been like, well, what was I laughing at? Because I can't remember then.
I have as well in a dream. Like,
I think I think it comes down to you farted, you've heard it, then you've laughed, then you've woken up. All right. Okay.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
All right, missus, you ready? You've come back to us now. We've had a half-hour break, a couple of meetings, and now we're back doing the rest of the podcast.
Excuse me. I have had no break. I've been up against it. I've been doing my serious work. And now I'm back to do more serious work.
So you had to pitch some stories, did you?
I had to pitch some stories.
Was there any fart stories?
There was.
No. Okay, we played Rhyme It this morning with Jessica in Roscommon. Playing Rhyme It this morning, all the way in Roscommon. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, Jess.
Hi, guys. Morning.
It's a big time of the year for you. You got three little ones, don't you?
Yep.
Have they posted their letter yet, or have they written their letter yet to the big man in red?
They're nearly perfect now. We're going to finish them this evening and post them.
Okay. Well, you have till December 22nd. That's the last day that you post to Santa.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah. Plenty of warning.
Yeah. Parcels, if you're sending parcels to Santa, 21st December.
Aha, uh-huh, okay.
That's according to the official sources from what I hear off of North Pole via OnPost. So just a heads up there, okay? So
thanks, guys. Great tip.
And Jess, right, tell me, do you have your tree up?
Yeah.
You do?
Get in the
Amazing.
Sea.
Only the tree, nothing else. And the only reason was because we're busy for the next couple of weekends, so we have to get it up this weekend.
Okay, listen.
No
shade.
No.
Oh, so much respect.
I walked in this morning and the tree is up in reception here and I'm
and it's bloody late as well.
We must be busy next week.
I am actually refusing to... that has to come down or else I'm not coming in until the end of December.
Oh my God.
It's too early.
It's not too early. We're nearly at the end of November.
It's 25th of November.
Yeah, it's frosty out.
It's one month away.
Tis the season. And some people like to get the full 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yes.
It's called... On the 8th week of Christmas, my Una said to me, let's pull up the damn tree.
Is it not 12 weeks of Christmas?
Exactly. So not 8 weeks.
12 weeks.
12 days, you lunatic.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Jessica, can you rhyme?
Yeah, I think so.
Excellent, good. Well, you could win the contents of Una's drawers this morning.
Lots of goodies
in there. Friday, if it's not, if you get the highest score. So the highest score that you have to beat is
six.
Okay.
From Sarah yesterday.
All right, so you ready?
Kind of, yeah.
The word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Told. T-O-L-D.
Okay. Told. All right.
Told.
30 seconds start now.
A container into which liquid is poured to create a given shape when it hardens.
Mold.
The font I was using wasn't eye-catching enough, so I made it more what?
I missed that one.
I'm not young, I'm...
Old.
The famous Austin Powers movie is called What Member?
Old.
When you bend something over itself so one side covers another.
Bend. Old.
I stand back and see how many pins I hit after I've just what?
Time is up.
That's harder than it sounds.
It is. So completely, 100%. Oh, that was funny. Right, okay. Good. So you got...
Four.
So what did we miss out on?
The font I was using wasn't eye-catching enough, so I made it more what? Bold. You know, when you highlight and press Control-B.
I thought you said Fanta, and I was like, what rhymes with Fanta there?
Fanta.
Sorry, I don't know. I just couldn't hear you correctly in the phone. I was like, what did you say? So I just guessed.
Yeah, you know,
anyway,
it's only a bit
of fun.
You know, need to speak clearly.
Come here now, Jess. Don't be trying to blame me because you didn't get better. I'm only joking. And when you bend something over itself to one side, covers another, it's fold. You got that.
You did say bend.
Oh, you did say bend initially. Yeah.
Bend and fold.
Yeah.
Listen, Jessica, thank you so much for coming on and having fun with us. Love to the kids, and I hope they get those letters as in time, all right?
Do you mind if my little girl says hello? She just wants to say hi.
Yes, please. Absolutely.
Sorry, her name is Anna. Here.
Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, Anna.
How are you getting on?
She's getting ready for school now. She has to hurry up.
How old is Anna?
9. My birthday was on Saturday.
Oh, amazing.
Oh, happy birthday, Anna. Do you want to give a shout out to your school and your class and your teacher?
Yeah. I go to Queen Fadennis and Miss Dundas and Ellen, Lily and Rhea too. Bye!
Bye!
Happy birthday!
Thanks, so guys. Sorry, she's pulling on my elbow. Okay.
She's right too. You have two, so you might as well pull on one of them. All right, thanks, Jessica. If you'd like to come on and play Rhymer tomorrow, 087-1102-107. That's cute.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Well, it all went off this morning with the hill I'll die on. In fact, if I check the messages now, they're still coming in because it wasn't a 50-50 split. It wasn't a clear division, Una, was it?
No, absolutely. You got hockeyed. People want Christmas songs.
Yeah.
They want them now.
No.
Immediately.
No.
Well, look at you. Who do you think you are?
You think you're the king of the
music gods or something? Well, you're not. You're not in charge. The boss is. And he said no.
Here's the hill I'll die on.
Tuesdays, the hill I'll die on. Una has this, but I have a funny feeling we are... Actually, do you know what? We are divided on this because I'm not for this at all. And I don't know which way it's going to go. I hope everyone's on my side.
Okay, I doubt it. Right, this is serious. This is getting serious.
Okay.
The hill I'll die on is this. We should be playing Christmas music by now.
No.
We're late to the game, we're late to the party, and we need to get our jingle on. You listen to me now, buddy, right?
You're talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Okay.
It's getting dark at 4 o'clock. We need something to light up our lives. Yeah? And when I hear Christmas music, it's like something switches in my brain, and I'm a child again, and I'm smelling the chestnuts roasting on an open fire. And I'm waiting for the fat man to come down and deliver the goods.
Don't shame him.
No, sorry. So, and we're Irish. We adore nostalgia. Do you know what I mean? We need to be hearing the bongs. Do you know the bongs I'm talking about?
The bongs?
The bongs. It's like our festive national anthem.
The Angelus?
No, not the Angelus. That's ridiculous. Although, if you could remix that, no. Dun 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 dun.
I've no idea what you're singing there, and you're singing
the Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York.
You're not allowed to say that yet.
I am allowed to say
it. It's too early. It's the 25th. It's a month away.
087-1102-107. Who wants to hear the Pogues on iRadio this morning?
Oh, no way.
Yes. Let's do a poll. Let's put it to a vote. I'm not alone in this one.
Okay. It's not going to happen. So that's your case. You're stating that you like a bit of nostalgia because it's dark and we're Irish, so we should be playing our Christmas music
because it's dark and because we want to get our jingle on, right?
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
Because we love nostalgia, and Fairy Tale of New York is like the unofficial Christmas national anthem. When you hear it for the first time, the bongs, dun 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 dun, it's just, we want to hug each other and wrap our arms around each other and just say Happy Christmas.
Stop it.
Every year I have this with you.
Yeah. It's way too early. Somebody put up the Christmas tree here yesterday. That's too early. It's too early to upset people and have people switch off iRadio when they start hearing Christmas music. We need to hang on to who's there, Una. We can't have them saying, here they go again, playing Christmas music. It's that time of year. It's time for me to switch off and go to something else. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's so, if you think about it logically, right? We're in November, okay, which is pre-December, right? When you
whoa,
all right?
Whoa,
what?
Whoa,
yeah,
yeah, so, yeah. So, did you just lady-splain that to me?
I did. So it's pre-December.
November's before December, so it's pre-December.
You preheat an oven, so we're gonna preheat November, okay? Right? It's just the warm up. You know what I mean? It is the warm up
before you stick your board in it.
Yeah, before the.
Okay. No. All right. My God, the WhatsApps are coming in. All right, here we go. So the question is, what is it?
Should we be playing Christmas music right now?
No. 087-1-102-107. The Hill I'll Die On This Morning comes from my friend Una for now.
We should be playing Christmas music by now. We're Irish. We need the Pogues. It's time. It's time. We're preheating the oven. We're preheating the tunes, right? For December.
No.
Okay, yeah.
No, oh. I think it's just... It's just.
Who do you think you are? I'm the man with the power. No.
No, no.
No.
No, it's...
condescending.
Una, I just... Maybe step into my world for a moment.
Step into Christmas. Step into Christmas. Do-dee-doo-dee-doo. Forever and ever. Yeah, go on, sorry. Mm-hmm.
With the amount of Christmas parties that I've to DJ at and gigs between now and the end of the month, all right, December.
Your job, like your actual job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want to hear any extra before or after that.
That sounds like a wappy, baby. Your problem.
I was asked at the weekend, are you going to play Christmas music? And I'm like, no.
Yeah, because why are you playing Christmas parties and you're not playing Christmas music?
No, it wasn't a Christmas party.
You were like the anti-DJ.
It was a disco bar. I was just like, I wasn't playing any Christmas music. There might have been decorations up, but I'm like, no.
Do what you are.
What?
Boring.
Hey, Cooper and Una. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Trudy and Nicola in Westport on the way to school, and we have decided...
Oh, here we go.
...that no Christmas music should be allowed until the 1st of December.
It should be allowed.
Yay! Not until the 1st of December.
It should.
But when it does, they should go mad for the month and then leave us the hell alone.
It should.
So they're not agreeing with each other. Should be an interesting trip. Claire's on the phone. Good morning, Claire.
Hi, Claire.
Morning.
So what are you saying? Yes or no to the Christmas tunes?
No, Christmas belongs in December, not before it.
Claire! Even, would you make an exception for the Pogues?
No.
Wow. Well, you definitely on Cooper's side of the fence then.
Very much so. Christmas belongs in December.
Mm. Okay, all right.
In fact, Christmas doesn't really start till the middle of December, to be honest with you.
I agree with that. Stop. Christmas tunes go up about the 16th of December and come down just after Christmas.
Yeah.
The 16th of December? But sure, it's nearly over by then.
No, it's not. It's not till the 25th, isn't it?
No, but all the best time is leading up until the 25th.
The best time.
The best times, yeah.
Like what?
Of like your wrapping your presents, beautiful lights, scents, the smells, the sounds.
Oh, there's nothing I love more than sitting on the carpet and wrapping presents. Trying to find the end. Yeah, too hot in the fire.
So much. Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
No, you do all that a couple of days before Christmas. Too soon.
Exactly. Too soon.
But would you hold it against someone now, Claire, if they put up their Christmas tree today?
I would like them quite a bit now, but Christmas, people do their own, but no, Christmas doesn't belong till December.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. My energy is my energy, and it's jingly, and that's the hill I'll die on.
My energy is jingly.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Claire, thank you so much for being on my side, and Merry November to you, all right?
Merry November.
Happy Christmas, Claire!
Don't you dare! Who the hell do you... All right, one more voice note, okay, and we'll come back to him in a sec.
Cooper.
What?
Good morning.
Hey.
You do know.
What?
Oh, Christ, I didn't get the wedgie there, but you get the memo.
She just said she's getting a wedgie.
I love it. It's time.
No, it's not time. 087-1-102-107. Una's a Hill I'll Die thinks that Christmas song should be played on iRadio. I say no. What do you say? 087-1-102-107. iRadio, where hit music lives, and also where music from Christmas doesn't exist yet. And that is what's eating my friend Una over there, and that's the hill I'll die on. I'm not playing Christmas music till at least the second week of December.
Well, the hill I'll die on is that we should be playing Christmas music by now.
No!
We need to hear the bongs of the Pogues.
the bongs.
Yeah.
Shawnee's in Monaghan. Good morning.
Hi, Shawnee.
Good morning.
What are you saying? Are you for or against playing Christmas music already?
Team Una.
Yes. Go on, Shawnee.
We have 11 Christmas trees in our house. So we are Christmas mad.
Sorry,
11 Christmas trees in your house.
Well, every room in the house.
The houses be big in Monaghan, Una.
And do you have them up already, Shawnee?
Yeah, we start the first week of November. And it takes a couple of weeks to get them all up now because I get the set up in between. So I leave it for a day or two and then I go back.
Oh my God, so much love to you right now. Amazing. 11 trees.
So basically, Christmas vomits all over your house. Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, but it's not like tacky and stuff. Like, there's different things.
I'll be the judge of that. I want to see some pictures.
Listen, I will do my best for you, Shawnee, and for all of the Yuletide enthusiasts like myself, and I will try and get the Grinch to play the Pogues this morning.
Oh, you have to. Bring the cosy vibes.
Bring the cosy vibes. This is it.
Need a bit of cheer.
Yeah, exactly. It's dark at 4 o'clock, Cooper. We need some light.
No, it's still kind of bright at 4 o'clock.
In the evening times. Yeah, it's getting dark at that time. So 5 o'clock, yeah. So.
All right. Shawnee, thank you so much. Send pictures so we can judge your Christmas
11 tree. Trees. 11 can trees. I come to your house?
Please take her. She'll be like, have some oat milk hot chocolate and just like sing the night away.
Aww.
Thanks, Shawnee. Cheers. Bye.
No problem, please. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, Una. Just play the music. Don't threaten me at the good time with the phones. I would love to have my Christmas tree up. All those decorations. But I live at home and my mum thinks it should be the 8th of December. Not anytime sooner.
8th of December, aww, not any sooner. She's right. Your mother's right.
Get your jingle on, Cooper. Only 4 weeks to go. 4 weeks tomorrow will be Christmas Eve. So get your tree up, enjoy the lights, enjoy the festivities, and stop being a Grinch.
Four weeks is to go tomorrow's St. Stephen's Day.
So 4 weeks today is Christmas Day, so we really should be playing the first Christmas song today.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Eden, Nick and Seamus from Sligo, and it's all of us.
We need Christmas music. Yeah, they're arguing.
Do you know what I mean? Do you see what I mean? Yeah. Give the people what they want.
No.
Give the people.
I think it's Christmas song after the one the Halloween finish.
What?
Start straight on.
Yes.
What, straight after Halloween?
That's all the songs from Christmas when the Halloween finish. Sing a song, no, here. What? Manor. Sing a song. Oh, sing to the radio.
Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, little girl on the way. Woo! All I want to princess is a VR headset in a bottle.
Okay. That's it. That's all they want. They don't want any, like, nice memories and chestnuts on her open fire. They want a VR headset. So
yeah, okay, well,
no.
In the spirit of Christmas, we want a VR headset and we also want the Pogues. Play the song.
No.
But the people have spoken. All the messages are coming in. This is a democracy.
I'll tell you what. We'll message our boss, Ben. And if he says, yeah, I'll consider it before the end of the show. But I'm not playing a Christmas song if it's not been approved. Who the hell do you think?
Who the hell? Fine. I'll get message on to Ben right
him.
Now.
Send him a voice note now.
And I'll tell him.
You'll tell him. Everyone. Oh, I want to hear this voice note.
Hi, Ben. It's Una. You know that pervert over there, Cooper?
Yeah, the pervert.
All right. 087-110-2107. I don't think it's going to happen, but anyway.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Hey.
Hey.
I get your truth or trash ready for tomorrow.
Oh yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Alright, this is truth or trash from today.
Truth or trash.
Okay, so Donald, what have you got for us with your fact this morning?
I'm in a bit of I'm a celebrity hole of been obsessed with it currently because it's really good. So my fact today is I'm celeb based. There's a reason, I didn't realise, in it why they wear red socks and red things. And it's because they get eaten so much by creatures and they don't want the public to see blood on the screen. So that's why they wear red.
That is very true.
That is very, very true.
It's very, very true.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you go, the anticlimax, yeah. There you go. Yeah, that is the truth.
It's a very well known fact.
I didn't know that until like literally yesterday. I was like,
yeah. It's because they get bug bites and stuff. And actually, who had one of them had a big massive bite on the neck yesterday?
From what? A love bite?
No, no,
love bite.
A bug bite.
A bug bite.
Yeah,
yeah. You're more likely to get a bug bite than a love bite these days. Yeah.
You done?
I'm done.
So yeah, we're right.
Yes,
yeah.
You're correct. Yes, well done. Yeah.
All right, okay, brilliant. Okay, my fact this morning: 8 in 10 millennials now want to go bird watching holidays instead of Ibiza. 8 out of 10 millennials and Gen Zers want to go bird watching on holiday instead of going to Ibiza.
Oh, see,
what kind of bird watching?
Yeah.
I know, like curlew, seagull, I don't know, actual feathered birds.
Oh, right.
Well, yeah. Look at there's a buzzard. Not nice. Oh, it's picked up a rabbit and it's gone off with a rabbit.
Is it actually bird watching or is it, no, like it just is. Staycations?
No, actual bird watching. So going on holidays with binoculars.
80%.
No, it's not 80. Is it 80%?
8 in 10.
8 in 10.
80%, oh. Yeah.
So I'm going to say that's trash. Yeah.
I think you twisted it in some way. But yeah, I think I'm going to say trash, yeah. Mm.
It is actually true.
That's not true.
And the line is bird watching holidays.
Gen Z are swapping TikTok for bird watching. Yeah, binoculars are the new ring light. 46% of 18 to 28-year-olds would even use a bird watching selfie to bag a date online. Imagine pulling up on Tinder and there's a kestrel on somebody's shoulder. But there you go. Yeah, they want bird watching instead of going clubbing and beat it till the birds come up the next day. There you go. Boring. As much as I love nature and birds, and I sure am not a lovely sparrow, I would prefer to be, like, you know, giving it socks and a beef. There you go. Sure, look. There you go. Ewan, have you got a fact for us?
Just about. Brilliant. Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
Good, good, good. All right.
Right. Okay.
Well, let's hand it over to my friend, Ewan.
Right. According to a study from the University of Galway, Irish adults exposed to Christmas songs in November reported a 47% improvement in mood. This is due to the levels of oxytocin released when we hear the songs, because the mind anticipates comfort, nice smells and routine. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. So ring the bloody bell. Ring that bell.
You just mix science with religion there, isn't it?
Hey, it's all entwined, man.
They don't.
They do, though. No, they do.
The University of Galway, you say?
Yeah.
I'm saying trash.
No.
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 I've never heard
this. This is not a fact. This did not come from the University of Galway. It's a load of codswallop and nonsense. Do you know what? You've ruined Christmas.
You're ruining Christmas by not playing the bongs. That angel isn't getting its wings. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. Do you know what? It is trash. I made it up, but I bet it's a higher percentage of people reporting an improvement in mood when they hear the Christmas songs. 087-1102.
Oh my God, would you stop? Would you just let it go?
No, never.
Let it go.
No.
Oh, okay. That was true as the trash. That was fun.
Yeah.
We learned about bloody socks, Christmas bongs, and watching birds.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
I thought this was a nice thing you did, trying to help a friend, even though she wasn't aware that you were talking about it on the radio.
Yeah, but it wasn't for content. Like, it was for her, really. It was a bit of both.
You asked me to line up a fart sound. You're like, get the sound of a scuttery fart there, will you?
I'm just trying to make the experience more immersive. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Just as well as on smelly radio.
Yeah.
Scratch and sniff the speaker.
Oh, jeez.
I know, it was a really nice thing that you did.
Thanks.
Oh, hiya, Una.
Hiya, Cooper.
What's going on?
So, I'd like to talk about something. I want to get people's advice from my friend. So I got a phone call from my friend last night, cheering me up in a bit of a panic. It is a sensitive issue, to be fair, but it's one that I think we can all relate to. She has been seeing this guy for a while now, right? Mad about him. And this weekend, they're heading away together for the first time. A hotel break.
Okay.
Woo! The thing is, yeah. Right? Yeah, there's plenty of that. My friend has IBS.
Oh, no. Yeah.
So she's very sensitive innards, her bell. So her issue is, you know the way, like, when you're in a hotel room, it's not, you know, it's not soundproof.
Is it not?
Like, you know what I mean? Like the
Oh, yeah, actually, yes.
The toilet is basically...
Oh, it's a little echo chamber.
Yeah, it's in the same room.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So she's worried about the noises that her bell might make if she needs to go. And now, she's just, like, you know, she's just a little bit embarrassed with Scarlett.
Yeah, well, that's understandable.
It's understandable, but also the other side of the coin is, you know, you're a human being.
You're a human being?
You're a human being, you know... You have bowel movements, and
we all have bowel movements.
Yeah. We all have bowel movements.
And does she know that you're getting all up in her business and talking about this on the radio?
No.
Okay. Amazing. All right, okay.
So I told her if she wanted to cover up the noise that maybe she should hum a song.
Oh, yeah.
So when she's on the loo, like...
Well, if she ever wants to send somebody rolling, that's the song to be humming. Okay, well, yeah, well, listen, a Bluetooth speaker's your friend in those type of situations.
How do you mean?
You know, when you're having a shower, you've got the Bluetooth speaker in there, or if you're away, if you're having a party, you got friends out, get the Bluetooth speaker out, pop on your favourite tunes, and, you know, you can...
Yeah, but you can't just go in. What if it's like 3 a.m, and she needs to go, and what's she going to do, bring her Bluetooth speaker in and start blasting out the tunes?
Yeah,
do you know, that's going to look strange.
Or maybe if she... Okay, right, we're trying to... Okay. She needs to maybe then play some white noise in the room, which will block out the sounds, or the sound of waves crashing and stuff like this.
When? When she goes to the toilet.
No, she could say to her fella, yeah, say, I need this, it helps me sleep. But actually, do you know what's kind of romantic? The waves and the...
No, that's
strange.
And
so while that's going on, she's like... Huh? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Or maybe that she could tell him that she likes the soothing sounds of farts, and that she likes to play them, so that when she goes off, he just thinks it's coming through the Bluetooth speaker.
That would be super weird.
Or maybe we could actually give her proper advice on this one.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, 087-1102-107. I think a sound piece of advice would be maybe that if... Like, she should talk to him about it and maybe, like, get it out in the open.
But the thing is, like, she's super embarrassed.
Nothing to be embarrassed about.
And I know 100 million percent there's nothing to be embarrassed about at all. But still, it's her first time in a way in a hotel with this guy. She's mad about him.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to be tooting in a, you know.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. She could go, hey, I'm just going to slip into something comfortable. Will you pop down and get some refreshments while I get and slip into something comfortable? Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, please, Dad, you're a pervert. Stop saying slip into something comfortable.
Ew. Ew.
Pajamas, Una. Una's friend is having a bit of a dilemma.
She is going away with her new fella for the first time, staying in a hotel together. And obviously, it's an exciting time, but it's a nervy time as well.
Big deal.
Yeah, and she has IBS. So she is just a little bit anxious about going to the toilet in the hotel room.
Yeah.
So, because of the noises.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we were looking for your advice on 087-1102-107.
Your poor friend, Una, we've all been there. Just tell her to use the loo and the reception, and then she doesn't have to worry about hearing anything.
Use the loo and reception.
Yeah, that's all well and good, but what about waking up at 3 a.m?
Yeah.
She's going to have to go down to reception then.
It's very true.
Suppose you got to do what you got to do. Or, as someone said here, she should be like a Mars miner on diesel, spluttering. More power to her.
Just talk to the man. It's like, if you can't deal with it, get rid of him.
Yeah, you know exactly. 100 million percent. And I've said this to her, but yeah, she's still just a little bit. And I do understand it. It's like, after a couple of months, it'll be like, not a bother.
Yeah, she'd be like, pull my finger.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
The thing is that I understand where it can be a little bit initially embarrassing, but it is going to be something that...
they laugh about it afterwards.
A lot of people have it. So, like, just, like, talk to them. And if he can't deal with it, if he gets icked by it, it's not for you.
Yeah, but even if you don't have IBS anyway and you're going away and staying with someone for the first time in a hotel room, that's always going to be a little bit of an anxiety. Do you know what I mean?
That's
going to
bring it on anyway.
And then, a year down the line, you know, the door is going to be open and both of you are going to be in there doing your business with the door open.
Stop leaving the door open.
Why?
Close the damn door.
Even with the wee wee.
Yeah.
Ah, come on.
Ah, no.
Stop.
This is another.
No.
It's another day.
What's
for
What's wrong with you? Honest to God.
Sorry, what's wrong with you? You go into the bathroom, you close the door. It's a simple mannerism thing.
But if you wanted to.
And then
to
when
have,
you're finished, you put the lid down, you flush it.
If you wanted to.
Give it a courtesy flush
chat.
As well if needed.
If you wanted to have the chats, you just leave the door open and just. Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle.
If you want to have the chats, what's so important that you can't wait? Can you just say, can you hold that for 2 minutes? I'll be back in a second. I need to take a commercial break.
Have you ever been at a festival where you've had to hide your wife?
Hide my wife?
she needs to pee. Have you ever had to hide her? So no, like at the side of a road or at the side of a field or anything?
No.
That's never happened?
No.
Oh my God.
I don't put my wife in a field.
No, but have you ever been in a field with your wife and she needed to pee and there was all the toilets were broken or there was queues for them and she really needed to go? Did you? You never had to?
No.
That's like a rite of passage, man. You miss that.
I miss that.
You're missing out on life.
My God.
Yeah.
My whole life has been a lie. Oh my God. Right. I need to go now. I need to bring my wife to a field. What do I need to do? Bring her to a field and stand
and
in front
say,
of her.
Stand in front of her and say, this is a safe space for you to do wee wees right now. Okay?
Okay.
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.
Actually, off the back of that, we're going to have to find out how your friend got on this weekend. So you fill us in on Monday.
I will let you know. We might have another immersive experience.
Oh, God. You then kind of finished up the show with a voice note to the boss, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
sorry, not you. Who was it from?
I was from Bernadette.
Yeah.
From the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
The show has been a fun, unhinged adventure roller coaster this morning.
Yeah.
It went a little bit skew ways just there where you wanted to leave the door open, then you told me to bring my wife to a field.
No, I told you to bring your wife to a field because you have never had to cover her while she did a pee, which is like a rite of passage, which every couple does. And you don't even leave the door open when you're doing a wee in your own house. You have to close it.
How many
secrets do you have?
Why would I leave the door open?
Well, we know the door shut at 10 past 10 in the morning then, don't we, Coops?
Do you know what? I'm gonna teach you a lesson and leave it open.
Oh, yuck. 10 past 10. That's okay. His time every morning. Regular as clockwork.
Also, if you missed it this morning, Una tried to stage a coup. A Christmas coup.
Yeah, I think my job is actually in danger now.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You did try and get us to play a Christmas song. There was four. There was against. And
there was a million for it. To be fair.
And then you started sending messages to our boss, Ben.
Yeah.
And then you sent this one to him.
Hi, Ben. This is Bernadette. I'm calling from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. We've actually had thousands of complaints that you're not playing Christmas music, Ben. Genuinely. Can you please rectify the situation as soon as possible, please? Or you'll be issued with a fine. Happy Christmas.
Yeah.
Sorry, where did you say it was from?
Casting Authority of Ireland.
The what?
Calling from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Okay, I just need to call you out on that. There's no such thing. It's Commissioner Mann. You want to have a bit of respect?
Yeah, I know that, but I didn't want to blaspheme. I didn't want to tell lies about Commissioner Mann, so I made up the Broadcasting Authority. Anyway, I think he knows it was me.
One place.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High Mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
And there you go. That was fun.
That was always fun. Always fun.
It's always fun.
Yeah, pervert. Do you know what I'm going to get you for Christmas, right?
What?
A t-shirt with 10 past 10 on the front, right? And at the back, it's going to be a big sign saying, pervert. Oh God, that'd be so funny. Oh, I'm gonna make you wear it in the office.
You're gonna make me wear
Ah, you're 10 past 10, teacher.
You're going to make me wear clothes that you bought for me in the office.
Yeah, 10 past 10.
I don't think
10.
You're allowed to do that.
I'll tell the boss that I'm sure he'll force you to do it. Pervert.
Ted! This is a word that you learned recently.
Yeah, pervert. Yeah.
Would you stop?
It's the best word.
It's going to get old.
Never.
Yeah, yeah.
Never.
Oh, by the way, you're parked crooked again.
Sup, pervert. Right.
All right. Join us tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. And we've got a wind-up Wednesday for you.
You.
Una's been a pervert again.